This is Chrissy Morrissey on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
6 minutes past 12 on the program, and love to have your company on the show. 9221882. You can always SMS us 1999677. What's happening out and about where you are? We're going to have a chat with Commerce Minister Michael Mishan. He's just finished a press conference which has been held at the DFIS Academy in Forestfield. Now, why has he held a press conference there? Well, it's because he's made a major announcement about a product that's caused many injuries and fire incidents throughout Australia. Michael, hello.
Oh, hello, Chrissy. How are you going?
Hi, this is quite a flammable one, isn't it? Highly flammable.
Yes, a burning issue.
Look, that's it.
But seriously, we've announced a interim 60-day product safety ban on portable ethanol burners, which will come into effect from midnight tonight. Now, these are the little decorative ones. They're not the heaters. Those don't seem to pose a problem, although we're looking into that. Heaters of over 4.5 kilowatt output, or those that are fixed in place like fireplaces, or those that are used and designed for heating and warming food. These are the decorative portable ethanol burners, which are often given as gifts or used for displays around houses.
Okay.
Since 2010, there have been a large number of incidents reported across Australia. I understand something like 117 injuries and 115 fire incidents have been reported since 2010. That doesn't necessarily mean they're all the ones that have been caused, but those are the ones that have been reported to the authorities. And at the end of October this year, a 28-year-old lady from Safety Bay suffered serious burns to her face and upper body after a tabletop ethanol burner exploded in the backyard of a friend's home. She spent 17 days in an induced coma. She's only recently been released from hospital and has to wear a pressure mask for 23 hours a day in order to assist her recovery. So the injuries that can be caused by these things can be very serious. From midnight tonight, retailers will have to make sure that they're off their shelves. Retailers with online stores will have to make sure that they're not a part of their catalogue. And the matter will be reviewed over the 60 days to see whether that ban should be extended and by how long. And otherwise, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and other interstate consumer protection agencies are looking into the long-term issues as to how we deal with these particular products.
So, Michael, what do these burners look like? And if you've got one at home, what's the next step?
They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, but they basically use an alcohol-based fuel. And that is part of the risk to them, because they when they look as though they've gone out, there may be an invisible flame or a very pale blue flame that isn't easy to see. People will try to top up the alcohol fuel, the ethanol fuel in the reservoir.
It's still burning.
And while it's still burning, and that will set fire to the fuel container that they are using. Otherwise, they're very easy to topple over. Children or animals might knock them over, and that causes a stream of fuel across a surface which will burn. And in some cases, there may be fumes in the fuel reservoir that people will light the burner, and it may cause a small burst of flame or explosion that can injure them and set fire to other articles around the house. So if you don't buy them, if you happen to see one for sale, report it to Consumer Protection. If you happen to have purchased one as a gift or for yourself, don't use it or give it away. Keep your purchase proof of purchase and seek advice from Consumer Protection as to what your rights are in that regard to get a refund. Certainly, if the product is banned permanently, then people will be entitled to some refund for those articles.
Okay, so wait the 60 days, see what it is that your further advice is, because it's only, as you said, just a temporary ban, isn't it?
That's right, but people, of course, if they do have concerns about the articles, ring up Consumer Protection. If they want to know what avenues they have to return it, try return it to the retailer. Otherwise, if the retailer refuses it, then contact Consumer Protection and find out what your avenues are there. but I just urge people not to use them. And some may have these articles from many years ago and be using them safely, but rethink the hazards, because the consequences can be most dire.
Yep, prevention as opposed to cure. Thanks so much for keeping us up to date.
No worries, and have a good Christmas.
You too, sir. Michael Minchin, our Commerce Minister, having a chat to us about these ethanol burners. Do you have one? Have you ever bought one? Give us a call, 922 11882. Now, Michael was mentioning that there was a young lady from Safety Bay, a 28-year-old lady, who was visiting a friend's home, and that was in October of this year, and she found herself in quite a nasty situation. We do have a little bit of audio from her.
Everything was fine. We sat down, and a few minutes later, there was kind of a crackling noise, and a fireball basically came out from where the candle was sitting in my direction, and it hit me, setting me on fire. From there, I took my jacket off. That was primarily what was on fire at that point. And given it was a fuel, it just wouldn't go out no matter how much I kind of patted it down. So I stopped, dropped and rolled, and two of the people who were there also were trying to pat me down. One of the other girls got a hose, and eventually I was extinguished, but there was a fair amount of damage done. I have to wear a face mask, gloves and compression garments from anywhere between 6 to 12 months, which is quite restrictive, especially in the summer months. Very uncomfortable, basically restricted from going outside. Doing anything really that is normal, going to the shops is difficult, obviously, and it's there's obviously a bit of anxiety attached to going out in public, given the fact I have to wear a face mask. And if there was anything that we had done that was incorrect, that was not as per the retailer's instructions, I would be owning that. But the fact of the matter is, we followed everything as per instructions, and this was still able to happen to me. You know, I'm lucky that I'm recovering fairly well, but if, you know, this was to happen to an elderly person or a child, they may not be coping as well as what I'm coping. And the fact of the matter is, these things are lit, you know, around Christmas time when you are entertaining, when there are children around. So it is, I think it's super important to not only get them off the market, but to get them out of people's homes.
And to get the message out there as well, a pretty brave young woman, a Perth woman, who suffered serious burns to her face and upper body after an incident involving an ethanol burner. And it's certainly highlighting the danger of those burners. If you have one, as you just heard the minister say, you need to put it away. Keep your receipt. In 60 days' time, they'll make a further assessment and see if, in fact, they are going to be removed permanently from sale here in WA. And look, keep checking with us at 6PR as well, and we'll keep you up to date too. But yeah, look, brave lady. And 32 serious injuries have reported to the ACC since October 2010. And most of them have required hospitalisation, and most of them occurring while people are refuelling. And one of them was a man who was burnt while trying to fill the burner with methylated spirits while it was still lit. But as that young lady said just then, they were following the instructions to the T, and it still happened to her. Next up on 882 6PR, customer service. Is it as important as it once was? We hear from an expert who has some tips on how customer service can be improved.